Beloved radio friends, do you ever think about God? I wonder how often or how seldom are our thoughts occupied about God. Did you ever stop to realize that when your soul leaves this scene of life, it will go back to God? Then in eternity, whether in heaven or in hell, you certainly will be always thinking of God. So if you never think of Him, do you not believe it would be wise to start right now? For David the psalmist wrote in Psalm 42 and verse 8 that you and I can confess, if we will, He is the God of my life. In our two preceding messages, we have noted three great reasons why we should call God the God of my life. First of all, we learned that I am the object of His creation. He made me with His hands. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Psalm 119 in verse 73. Second, I am the object of His observation. He also sees me with His eyes. You and I can say, Thou God seest me, Genesis 16:13. Then we noted third, I'm the object of His consideration. Yes, God thinks of me, and with His great eternal mind. God's eternal intellect will never forget one of His creatures. And as we have noted, the psalmist said, Though I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Psalm 40 and verse 17. My beloved friend, if never you have, will you not think this through and say to yourself, God made me. God sees me. God thinks of me. And my beloved friend, every man, every woman, boy and girl, God is personally concerned about. Whether you wish to believe it or not, it is absolutely true. And the scriptures abundantly prove, you and I can certainly say, if we will, God cares about me. But there is another and a greater proof that I can say and that you can say. He is the God of my life. Now let us put together as far as we have gone, once more, in this way. God made me with His hands. God sees me with His eyes. God thinks of me with His intellect or mind. But listen very carefully. God not only possesses hands, God not only has eyes, God not only has an intellect and mind, greater still, God has a heart. Oh yes, God has a great heart. You can say, and I can say, God loves me. Now let me quote, in part, the words of the Apostle Paul from Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Relating to His Son, where Paul said, The one whom God sent into the world, the Son of God, loved me. Certainly, from these words you can say and I can say, I'm the object of divine affection. God loves me with His heart. John, the beloved apostle, has written, Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son, the propitiation for our sins. That is in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. My beloved friend, will you take it in? Sinner though you may be, sinner though I may be, God loves you and God loves me. Please remember also, God hates your sin and mine, but He loves you, and I can say He loves me. You probably well know the greatest verse in the Bible, which we often call John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My beloved, will you not say to yourself, from what we have learned out of God's Word, God made me. God sees me. God thinks of me. And wonder of wonders, God loves me. Let me ask, did you not ever sing that blessed old hymn that the children sing in Sunday school? Jesus loves me, this I know. Why? For the Bible tells me so. You can find no greater and more blessed truth than this. My beloved friend, you are in the world. God made you, you can't deny that. God sees you, please never forget that. God thinks of you, though you may not think of him. And God loves you, though you may not love him. But may I remind you, you will not love God until you first of all find he loves you. John is well written in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. May I tell you, my beloved friend, God never waited for you or for me to love him, but he loved you and me before we would even think of loving him. My beloved friend, tell me, is not God's heart and his love greater than all other loves put together? Has not God written through the Apostle Paul, for God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What a wonderful commendation, my friend. God commends his love toward us. And the greatest expression of it, the infallible proof of it, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, died for us. That is the revelation of God's great heart, is it not? My beloved friend, I wonder if you do not realize that with the psalmist in the premise of the verse that we have been following, you should say and I should say, God is the God of my life. It is without question of doubt an undeniable fact, and it is worth believing, and it is true. And even if you refuse to believe it, my friend, you will never be able to change these infallible facts. God made me with his hands. God sees me with his eyes. God thinks of me with his mind. And the wonder of it all, he loves me with his heart. God has the greatest heart in the universe. And he has loved every human being in this world from the beginning of time and down to the end. No man or woman, nor boy or girl, who may be in hell, God grant you will not, but whoever will be there, never can they say, and never will they say, God did not love me. The message is very plain. The incomparable words of the Lord Jesus from John chapter 3 and verse 16 declare it emphatically. God so loved the world. There you can recognize the breadth of his love. It is so broad, it is so great, it takes every man, woman, boy and girl in. God so loved the world. Then you can note the length of that love, that he gave his only begotten Son. You can well remember the place that he gave that beloved Son. Don't forget the text in Romans 5:8. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ, his beloved Son, died for us. Surely the breadth of his love you cannot deny. Surely the length of his love Neither can you deny that. He gave his only begotten Son. Then think of the depth of his love, that whosoever believeth in him should not what? Perish. Meaning, perish means to be destroyed and banned forever away from God, your Maker and Creator, your God and your Savior, to save you and to save me from the depths of hell. Oh, the depth of that love, reaching down to the lowest hell to save the lowest sinner. But then the height of that love, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, my beloved, every lost soul that may be in hell will never fail to realize God really loved them, and Christ his Son was given to save them. My beloved friend, will you deny? How can you deny? Upon such blessed truth, is not God the God of my life? I know that he made me. I know that he sees me. I know that he thinks of me. But best and the biggest wonder of all, I know God loves me, for he gave his Son to die for me. Shall we pray? Our blessed God and our Father, we pray that in the Holy Spirit's power, with his convicting grace and might, may these truths sink indelibly and eternally into the heart and soul of every listener, and particularly to anyone who may not yet be saved. Oh, that they would find thee and call upon thee as the God of my life today by receiving the Savior and coming through him to the God of love and glory above. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus and for his honor and glory. Amen.